Another story about Adam and Eve is that it's not Adam and Eve, but Adam and Lilith, and then Adam and Eve. That Lilith was created with Adam, and not out of dirt either. I mean, not out of Adam's side, but out of the same dirt as Adam was created. And this being Adam's first marriage, and so on. She was then kicked out of the Garden of Eden by God because Adam complained about her. He was most unhappy with her. She had totally her own will. She would, for instance, according to some of the varieties of the legend, not sleep under him when they made love, but wanted to sleep at least part of the time over him. She also apparently had an uncanny scream when she came, and this terrified Adam. She would not do all of the things that he wanted her to do, in general, in maintaining the garden, and so on. And so he went to God and complained and said, this is not a fit helpmate. And God said, Lilith, what do you have to do? What do you have to say for yourself? And she said, I've already said it. And that I'm my own person, and so on. And so she was expelled from Eden for pride or whatever, and went down to the banks of a river, which is named, and which I can't remember the name of right offhand, where she consorted with devils and conceived 1,000 demons daily ever since. She's also, this is, by the way, was omitted from the Old Testament. It was one of the legends that was definitely around, and like Ecclesiastes got in by the skin of its teeth and by a good deal of rewriting, of course, at the end of it, to sort of slip it through. But it's been preserved, for instance, in a number of old traditional Judaic wedding ceremonies. There'll be a candle lit in each corner of the room. And it's seldom explained what this is for, but what it's for is to terrify the spirit of Lilith. Because Lilith does not like Eve very much. Lilith does not very much like the domesticated woman. Because the domesticated woman took from her what she considered to be her rightful place. And so she will try by various means to lure the husband away. How she is pictured, these are sort of the basic parts of the story, how she is pictured then in various mythologies, well, very widely, you know, from a sexual prodigy on the one hand, to a demon on the other hand, to a savior on the other hand. I awakened to the dark, the figure of a woman coming down upon me, eyes wide in her decomposing face, dead mouth opening, body opening to take my body in, the seed I cannot hold against the terrible thrilling of her need. She turns away, I wake as from a dream, still vivid in the air.